a blanket rule. And they'd stay for a week at the time, and next to the stables, we had a big room that, I don't know what it was ever used for, but anyway, they'd bring their bedding and just walk with it and come to see grandmother, and they'd stay a week at the time. And they'd sit on the back porch and snap beans and, you know, kind of help with things.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd love it. They'd just reminisce with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the greatest of friends. And if any one of them ever got ill, they'd say, call Miss and grandmother would come and stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
Until they were well, or she was like a doctor. They'd say, call Miss if any one of them had fever or anything like that. And they would come to us, and I don't remember any time when we didn't have some of the slaves visiting grandmother. and they were dear friends,
mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a difference, but they loved each other.
How about potatoes? Did you grow potatoes in the garden?
Oh, sweet potatoes. Miriam, do you know what a sweet potato is? What?
Yams.
Think? Yams. Listen, she can be on death's bed and still eat a yam. and my grandson, they come almost every Sunday, or two or three times a month. They spend Sunday with us, with the children, and when they go home, they always go